During the last part of his earthly ministry, Jesus traveled throughout Perea and Judea, teaching the people and healing every kind of sickness. One day, he and his disciples came to a village called Bethany, which lay on the eastern slope of the Mount of Olives, about 3 kilometers to the southeast of Jerusalem, on the road to Jericho. A man named Lazarus and his 2 sisters, Martha and Mary, lived there. Martha opened her home to Jesus and his disciples, and at once began to prepare a meal for them. There was much work to be done, and Martha became distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. While she was busy, her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to his words. So Martha came to Jesus and said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord replied, "you are worried and troubled about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen that good part, and it will not be taken away from her." For the believer, spiritual worship and a desire to learn from the Lord, illustrated by Mary, must come before Christian service or any other activity, however well-intentioned. In another place, Jesus was praying, as he so often did. When he had finished, one of his disciples said, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." Jesus replied, "This is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory for ever. Amen." Jesus gave this prayer as a model for all believers. It is not a prayer that Jesus himself could have used, as he was sinless and therefore had no need to ask for forgiveness of sin. It is, however, in its simplicity, depth, and concision, a pattern and type of the Lord's prayers, as the first words, "Our Father," indicate. All who are born of God, and therefore belong to Christ, are part of the vast family of the redeemed, of whom God is the Father. The first 3 requests concern God himself, the holiness of his person, the setting up of his kingdom in the hearts and lives of men, and the carrying out of his will on earth. Then, and only then, come petitions for man's material and spiritual needs: food necessary for life on earth, God's forgiveness for sin, as also man's forgiveness towards others, and the petition to be kept from temptation and delivered from evil and the evil one. The prayer ends with the doxology giving glory, honor, and power to God. Then Jesus told a parable to illustrate the need of persistence in prayer. "Suppose one of you has a friend," he said, "and he goes to him at midnight to ask him for some bread, because another friend had just arrived and there was no food in the house. Then suppose the friend to whom he goes calls out, 'Don't bother me, the door is already locked, and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' 'I tell you,' said Jesus, 'though he will not get up and give him the bread because he is his friend, yet because of the man's persistence, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For whoever asks, receives. He who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son wants a fish, will give him a snake? Or if he wants an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Next episode, the healing of a man born blind.